Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Heavenly Father, we are so privileged. We're so very privileged to be here this morning and to begin a week of festivity, a week in which we look forward to being touched and touched again and touched again, and ultimately anointed with the very olive oil from Shiloh in Israel that we brought here, so that the people can have the maximum blessing and empowerment and be healed and saved and delivered and set free. Whatever the problem is, have the mind of Christ, be empowered by the Holy Spirit to work the works of God and much more. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for the power of your word and the blessing upon this whole week now that lies ahead of us. In Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Well, we want to thank you this morning for being in the house of the Lord. A lot of people here. The young people are on a camp, but they will be here tonight. And I must say that I quite look forward to the thing that we're planning for tonight. And we're just going to make it special for the people. And we'll see how we go there. I have many verses, but I think I'll take this one first, where Jesus is speaking in Acts chapter number 1. And just one verse here, because I'm going to read more. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to be in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria until the end of the earth. There's another verse that connects to it, just preceding that, verse 5, where he makes a statement which attracts the attention. And the Lord said in Acts 1:5, he says, and being assembled with him, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you've heard from me. For John truly baptized with water. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Baptized is the word. And we'll take a closer look at that as we go along. But as for now, I want to say a few things that are introductory, but at the same time, we will expand a little bit more on that as we go along this morning, a little tonight, because the prime thing tonight for me is to minister to the people and to flow with the Holy Spirit, light the candle, let the trumpets go, and we're into it. We're really into it. This is not a week to walk to church with lead shoes. This is the week that you may come with tackies so that you can dance and rejoice before the Lord. For the joy of the Lord, I said the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, people get so negative that they don't even know that they're negative. And when they don't even know that they're negative, they don't even know how much darkness surrounds them, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You light up with the joy of the Lord. You could see it on a person's face. Now, you know, that's just like that. It's like when people are living a life that are so harmonious and so synchronous, so to speak, with the world out there, that you cannot tell the difference between a born-again believer and anybody in the world. You should be able to tell that all the time, not sometimes, all the time. And that's very important. But people do things that cause them to lose that joy. Yet the Bible still says, and the heavens and the earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord remains forever. You shall go out with joy and then be led forth in peace. Most incredible thing that God spoke to me in the night, in a vision in the night, when the Lord empowered me with the Holy Spirit some time back, when in the night, just to say this to you, that I heard the words spoken by someone, apart from the vision, I heard it's like an angel talking, the whole of Isaiah 55, where you have this entire thing. It's like a mandate at the time given to the church. And it changed my life from that moment in time. And I'm not going to get into that. But here in Psalm 89:19, I'm going to pick up there. And I want to say to you that there is a very interesting discernment. Maybe I'll get a little bit into that tonight. We go into there. And then after that, we minister to the people in many, many ways. In Psalm 89, verse 19, we notice something in the Old Testament and we notice something in the New Testament. We notice in the Old Testament, people got moved by the Spirit. In the book of Exodus 31:1, talks about Bezalel, who got filled with the Spirit, and people were filled with the Spirit before they were baptized with the Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is unique to the Old Testament. I mean to the New Testament. It's very interesting that prophets were moved by the Spirit and then they prophesied. And you find, like in the case of Bezalel, at the time that God said, I have filled him. That's the first recorded statement in the Bible where a person is identified by the name of Bezalel with a specific assignment to build God's throne in the earth, the Ark of the Covenant. Literally do that. And it's an amazing situation. First recording where it says, I have filled Bezalel with the Spirit. Now that immediately enabled him to fulfill the divine pattern and immediately was able to work works for God. And immediately he was able to design the Ark of the Covenant, which he would obviously visionary see and get the pattern from Moses on the mountain. It's an amazing experience that happened there. But you find people in the Old Testament filled with the Spirit. And we know that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was filled with the Spirit from the time of the angel Gabriel, and she the Holy Spirit came upon her, and the child conceived in the Virgin Mary's womb was called the Son of God, is the Son of God. And this holy seed is the Messiah. Now, she got filled with the Spirit right there. And so we do know that Elizabeth also, the time of John the Baptist, got filled with the Spirit the moment she heard the voice of Mary. But Mary, only years later on, would be baptized in the Spirit. Now, there's a big difference between the two. And we intend to bring it out here. You'll see and hear more of that tonight. And it's very interesting that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit, obviously, from the moment of birth. But he went to the Jordan River and the Holy Spirit came upon him in the Jordan River and then began his ministry. See? Just an amazing thing. And what about the disciples who were filled with the Spirit and even moved in the gifts of the Spirit? They were praying for the sick and casting out demons, filled with the Spirit. Mark of Matthew chapter number 10, they went out and they were casting out demons. They were healing the sick. They were doing all sorts of things. However, on the day of Pentecost, they were baptized in the Spirit. So we need to find out about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We'll find out tonight. How many of you want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? All right. So when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, we see that they had the fruit of the Spirit. And they went with joy to Jerusalem. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 verse 22. You have the fruit of the Spirit. It's love, joy, peace, patience, friendliness, kindness, faith, humility, and self-control. Let's take it again. Liefde, blijdschap, vrede, geduld, vriendelijkheid, gedachtigheid, getrouwheid, nederigheid, zelfbeheersing. Did you catch that? Well, they got filled with the Spirit. Spirit, the indwelling Holy Spirit. And there were people distinctly said to be filled with the Spirit. And even Mary, right away. And so there we know that on the day of Pentecost, she was there. She got baptized in the Spirit. And then we have the baptizo, which is got unique characteristics. applicable to the entire Christian world. Unique. We need to find out about that. Can you say amen? Well, that was just like a little appetizer. How many of you want to be baptized in the Spirit tonight in this place? All right, let's go. Now, Psalm 89, 19. As we go into this, I want to say to you that the Holy Spirit, in any which way, the Holy Spirit within or the Holy Spirit upon, the Holy Spirit, again, within or the Holy Spirit upon, whichever way you want to look at this, this is a highly prophetic psalm, but it has a lot of things that happen to people when they are filled with the Spirit. And God begins to deal with them. And David, when the prophet Samuel poured out the oil of Shiloh on his head, he got filled with the Spirit and he took out the giant Goliath. Can you say amen? It's just an amazing thing. Now, that's just one thing about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't understand that. But if you understand the anointing of the Holy Spirit, they begin to flow with the Holy Spirit. But the problem is that people don't understand the difference between just, well, you know, I got saved, I got born again, I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit dwells within me. But you cannot see the difference between them and the people of the world. You should be seeing that all the time. Amen? Now it's all getting quiet in this place, either amen or oh my. It's one of the two. All right. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One. There is a man that writes a psalm, Psalm 89, King David. This is all about King David. You spoke in a vision. The person filled with the Holy Spirit has visions, can have visions. If you pray, you will have visions. If your prayer life's up to standard, you will move in visions. A lot of people say, well, you know, that's just some people. But the Bible says you may all prophesy. I said the Bible says you will receive power with the Holy Spirit come upon you. But you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Spoken a vision to your Holy One. First thing about being filled with the Spirit is that you become visionary. You see, the people of the world, compared to the spiritual type of Christian, the spiritual man, not the carnal Christian, the spiritual man. You see that the spiritual man is visionary. They see things, the things to come. The Holy Spirit takes you to a visionary understanding of holy things of God. You become fearless, you become bold. Somebody asked me the other day, asked me a few times, but really, do you not fear? Do you not fear? It was my friend, Professor David Block. He says, Harold, don't you fear? I said, what must I fear? Please tell me, explain to me what I must fear. Somebody creeps in from behind and say, boo. Now look around. If it's a demon, he's going to get cast out. If it's not a demon, somebody's playing a joke. It's not giving me whatsoever fright. Whatsoever fright. Can you say amen? Take a look at Acts chapter number 4. And take a look at Acts chapter 4. These apostles now, having been threatened, verse 23, having been let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. They went to their own companions, their own. They went to their own. The people that parted their friendship circle, the people that were on the day of Pentecost with them, the people that also got baptized in the Holy Ghost. They went to the Holy Ghost people. They went to the Holy Ghost people. They went to the saved people. They didn't run off to the world and ask advice. They went to the church. The church is not a reference organization for psychologists, for psychiatrists, medical doctors that are specialized in that. The church has never been a reference organization. We cast the demons out. Oh, you know, this is bipolar. This is schizophrenia. Oh, this is this. This is that, the other. All of these new things. ADT and DDT and DDT also. DDT. Well, you know, now you better slap a title on that person, call him this. Bunk. Sorry. But it's bunk. Again, sorry. But it's just like it is. I studied and graduated in psychology. And all of that, of all of those 3 years, nothing remains. Because I found the word. I said I found the word. I was into postgraduate studies in psychology, and then I had a meeting with God, and bang, that book, those books, I took them, gave them to another person doing a doctorate in psychology, and I said, no, 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 I found a new book. One book covers it all. Oh, okay. The wisdom of this world is folly to those who are perishing. The story of the cross is folly to those on the way to perdition. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God to salvation. Salvation. Well, you know, Pastor Harold, I'm suffering from depression. I'm walking so low, I can walk through underneath the white lines on the tar road. Jou arme stongrip, stommerik, is tyd vir jou om gevul te word met die Heilige Gees om spreek in tale. Get filled with the Holy Ghost and become bold and become full of the power of God. Come on, shout hallelujah. This glass broke once, I must be careful, I might just do it again. I don't want to do that. So I just be calm here. And just don't say for me, say to me, preacher, pastor. If you say that, you might just ignite me here. Oh, yeah. Amen. Give God a good praise offering, everybody. Well, you know, that's definitely not a Pentecost time praise offering. You stand up and do a proper job, please. That's right. Come on. Come on. Might as well say amen. Might as well say hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Ooh. You may take your seat. No seat belts given. Well, jou topic kan nog prik. Jy kan het glo kan. You better believe it. Wel daar waar ons vandaan kom, aangename kennis, my liewe broeder, my van een stok en stroom. Die stroom het opgedroog ongelukkig. Dis nou net stokke en klippe. Klip hard, ek zeg vir jou. My Bible says, I could even read it for you. I haven't got the time for that. But if I read it for you, it says, Allah, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. That means exactly what it says. Well, you know, that's not stichtelijk. Ach, jou lelijke ding, jou verlepte ou blommetjie. What's a verlepte blommetjie in English? It's a old blommetjie. Huh? A wilted flower. The poor thing. Ja, old blommetjie, is nou sommer so. Ja, dis maar swaar, ou swaar. One guy many years ago, he spoke, and he was one of the Cape Townians, and he's, you know, from die Boland. And he said, as unfortunate, this is Afrikaans, says, jy moet maar haar op jou tanden hee. Another one from Cape Seddon. If you have a hard time in life and you have to grind your teeth, if you can't grind your teeth, sal jy ge-issue word met tanden om te kan grind. Stand up, give God a praise offering, everybody. This Pentecost time, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Shout hallelujah. Ooh. All right. We're still warming up for the week. I'm so sorry we don't have seat belts here at Little Falls. The Bible says, praise him in the dance. Oorgeset synde, loof hom met die koor dans. Oh, he lifted me up from the deep miry clay. And he planted my feet on the king's highway. Listen to him. Yes, Jesus came down and he lifted me up. If you're happy, how many got just that little bit of joy this morning? I mean, just that little bit of joy, just that. I don't even want to expand that. Give the Lord a praise offering. Come on, shout, everybody. Give God praise. This is Pentecost time. This is Pentecost time. Now, I'm actually desperately trying to move along, you know. I've given help to one who's mighty. David got the Holy Spirit. And it didn't really matter whether there was a giant or whether there was a what. I want to tell you, that giant, even if it was a gorilla, wouldn't have stood a chance. If it was a bear, wouldn't stand a chance. If it was a lion, wouldn't stand a chance. He would take them all out. A man with the Spirit does not fear. The people without the Spirit have no vision, no joy. You can see it. Wait till you get to tonight. It's dangerous in this place. I mean dangerous to the devil, of course. And to anyone that's backslidden. Well, Pastor, I think I'll rather watch 50-50. You know, that's just like... Or maybe just do something like that. Well, you know, I got this little habit that I can just convict. I'm smoking, Pastor. Are you really smoking? I don't see any chimney on your head, but no. So you have a surefire way of getting rid of that smoking habit. I tell you, I'll do something. You'll never want to smoke again. And if you smoke after that, I don't know. You come to the front. I pray for you. You say after me, please help me to stop smoking. I make a commitment to stop smoking. And if I continue smoking, kill me. They'll stop smoking like I'm not smoking anymore. Surefire. Just David became a mighty man. I have exalted one. Promotion comes through the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Many years ago, I was listening to Benny Hinn. And I was in Bloomfield then, and I actually was preaching at a church then, an AFM church. There was a large AFM church. They invited me. I went down there. And there was Dr. Hannes Jonker. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. And all of those people, of the many friends, good people in the AFM church. And I had a flu. So they gave me some stuff to bring the fever down. And I spent the entire day either praying or listening to Benny Hinn on the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He spoke about this. Now, I don't know the substance of that sermon anymore. I haven't got it. But I had, in those days, we had tapes. I listened to all the tapes and Benny took the same thing. An exaltation, promotion comes from the Lord. God opens up the windows of heaven. God opens a door, nobody can close it. Well, I don't know, Lord, this is not working out. You leave it to God, God will make it work out. Romans 8, 28, all things work together for good to those who love God. Not some things, all things. Well, I can't understand what I'm going through now. Well, all things work together for good. Not some things. With the Lord, there is promotion. As a very interesting verse says, promotion doesn't come from the east, neither the west, nor from the south, leaves out the north. But then it says, but the promotion comes from the north. Some of the scholars say, well, that means somewhere towards the north of all the earth is the seat of God above the earth. I've exalted one, chosen from the people. The church people, you know what the word of church, of course, is? The word ecclesia. Ecclesia means the called out ones. The chosen from the people. The ecclesia. God exalts the ecclesia. It's time for the ecclesia, the called out ones, or the church then, to rise up. This country suffers from spiritual drought. And you're not going to find the power of the Holy Spirit in a title. Because now they've got all sorts of titles. I can get into that, but I don't want to get into that. It's just being stupid, those things. I have found my servant, David. The word servant is one who serves God in one way or another. The Holy Spirit causes you to get involved with the things of God. Not to sit on the sidelines, they do with the rugby. Everybody knows all the rules of rugby. They all know, they all tell you this is wrong, that's wrong, the other's wrong, go play it. Get on the field, get a few bumps, you find out it's rough out there. With whom my hand shall be established. A person full of the Spirit of God, the word established in Hebrew means will be steadfast with that person. So that person becomes steadfast. He becomes consistent, steadfast. There are countless. This week I did a lot of thinking and reading and researching. The endless, endless benefits of being Holy Spirit filled. If you knew the benefits, any person with a sound mind and understanding will understand that you need the Holy Spirit and you need Him very much. It's God. I said it's God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus said God is Spirit. John 4, 24. And the hour comes that true worshipers shall worship in spirit and in truth. You know, they made a holy anointing oil in Exodus chapter 30, verse number 22. It consisted of myrrh, sweet-smelling cinnamon, sweet-smelling cane, cassia, and olive oil. The five ingredients, fivefold. Five is a number of grace. But it's very interesting to see that these spices had much to do with actual worship. It had much to do, in fact, it, if you take, for example, free-flowing myrrh, the word free there means that which flows spontaneously from the myrrh tree. It flows spontaneously. And that was considered to be the kind of substance that was needed for God, before the throne of God, along with the others which I've mentioned. And it had absolutely, I studied that, I went through dozens and dozens and dozens of cross-references on this, on these substances. And I looked, I said, Lord, in one way or another, the smoke that ascended before the throne, Revelation chapter number 8, that ascended before the throne of God, along with the incense that arose from the golden vials that the angels were holding, ascended before the throne of God, and it was incense. And it flowed into the presence of God. It was a sweet-smelling thing. And it directly, each of those elements are directly connected to worship. Even the golden lampstand, we're going to light the lampstand again tonight. Even the golden lampstand had all to do with lighting the way to the presence of the Almighty God. Free-flowing myrrh. I want to tell you something. This goes for all of us, even the band. If a band, no matter how good they are, haven't got the Holy Spirit baptism, they will battle to get the people in the Spirit because they themselves are not in the Spirit. But when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you want to do things. Are you listening to me? If you're full of the Holy Ghost, you want to do things. You know, there's an old Pentecost song we used to sing. Oh, the Holy Ghost has set my feet a dancing. Ach nee, wat ek dink ek sal, I am just from the frozen chicken generation. That's very, you know what stichtelijk is to do the Bible? You know what onstichtelijk is not to perform the Bible. Not to do what the Bible tells you to do. Worship in spirit and in truth. Dance before the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Just stand up, praise God in this place. Come on. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Well, you know, I got through two verses. But that's exactly the problem. Some people, when it comes to religion, they hold on tradition. Tradition is the living faith of the dead, and the dead faith of some still living. That's what tradition is. Other people are, their minds are like concrete, thoroughly mixed and permanently set. Solidified from ear to ear. Well, I know my Bible. I love it if somebody says, they know their Bible. Then I said, right, cross question time now. Let's go for it. Ask them two questions, and then they find out that they don't know the Bible. Adonai Elohim Tzevaot.
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Pentecost. Time to be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you and be gracious to you. Grant you eternal salvation and peace in the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.